Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is great that you can join us today at Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, which reads, "Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings." This is descriptive of the first man Adam and the first woman Eve in the garden in Eden after they had sinned against God by eating of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And yesterday we were talking about this verse, and I ended by saying that first there was the sin, and then came the cover-up. First the sin, and then the cover-up. The Bible says they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. Suddenly, knowing that they were naked, they sewed fig leaves together to cover up their nudity and to hide. I want to talk about this action in three ways. And the first is to highlight the human tendency to try and cover up our sins. If we think about it, we can very much relate to what Adam and Eve did. Or at least, I can. I grew up just north of Boston on the east coast of the United States, and my brother and I lived just on the same side of town as our three slightly older male cousins. That makes five boys. Our mothers are sisters. One afternoon, we were hanging out with some of our cousins, and we did so after a strict warning from our mothers not to go to the store and buy candy cigarettes. Now, I'm not sure if you know or remember candy cigarettes. I do not think they sell them anymore. But they were basically a stick of white sugar with a touch of powdered sugar on top of each one. And the packaging made them look like real cigarettes. They were totally fake, but my mom and my aunt did not appreciate that their boys would be smoking, even though we assured them 100 different times that these were just candy. To make a long story short, we bought a pack anyway. Defiance. Our moms told us what not to do, and we did the opposite. We knew we were wrong to do so, but we just wanted to have some fun. After all, we reasoned, these were not real cigarettes. And we hid them and went out to the back of the house to a place no one could find us, by a fence, and began to quote-unquote smoke them. We were having a great time. Until we heard the footsteps. I whispered, "She's coming! Mom!" As fast as lightning, my cousin went down by the fence and buried the candy in the ground under some leaves. He spun around just in time to see my mom come around the corner, asking that dreaded question, "What are you boys up to?" Quickly, we lied. This was a safe lie. There was no evidence. We'd swallowed the ones we ate, and my cousin had buried the other evidence. And she believed us. The cover-up, it worked. As young as we were, we had learned something from the politicians. Do it, swear you did not do it, cover up all the evidence and get away with it. Until one day my mom came storming in the house, threw the box of candy cigarettes on the table and demanded to know, "Boys, what are these?" We had to admit our sin, not only of buying and eating some of them, but worse, we had to confess to lying about it. Apparently, we also learned the cover-up is worse than the crime. As it turned out, your sin will always find you out. I learned all of this in a span of a few weeks early on in life, and I have not forgotten it. And what my brother, my cousin, and I did was very similar to what our first parents did, Adam and Eve did. We sinned, and then we covered it up. And we thought we were well covered. We were wrong. Instead of confessing our sin, instead of saying to our mom when she first asked us what we were doing, "Mom, you caught us. We were eating that candy. You told us not to. Here's the rest. We are sorry." Nope. Instead of owning up to what we had done, we made it worse by burying the evidence and lying about it. Genesis 3:7 says, Adam and Eve knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. Can you relate to me? Can you relate to what Adam and Eve did? No? You have never done something wrong and then tried to cover it up? Wow, that's impressive. You are a very honest person indeed. But the rest of us know what it is to sew together our own fig leaves. And from the time Adam and Eve sinned, the Bible is full of stories of others who sinned and then engaged in a cover-up. Listen to some of what Scripture has to say about this common practice. As Job asserts his integrity, he asks, "Have I covered my transgressions like Adam by hiding my iniquity in my bosom?" That's Job chapter 31, verse 33. That speaks to the cover-up, to the hiding of sin. And then in the book of Proverbs, we have this great truth. Proverbs speaks to the reality of life. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13 says, "He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion." Do not conceal, do not bury, do not hide sin, rather confess it, tell God about it, forsake it, stop sinning, and receive God's compassion. After all, if we will step back and think about it, we can hide nothing from God. He is all-knowing, He is all-seeing, nothing escapes His glare. In Jeremiah chapter 16 and verse 17, God is speaking and he says, "For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity concealed from my eyes." Jeremiah 16:17. As God himself tells us, nothing is concealed from his eyes. Nothing is hidden from his face. His eyes are on all our ways. God knew exactly what Adam and Eve had done. God knows exactly what you have done. He certainly knows what I have done. Nobody else may see, nobody else may know, but God does. In Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 15, the Lord speaks again, "Woe to those who deeply hide their plans from the Lord and whose deeds are done in a dark place, and they say, 'Who sees us?' Or, 'Who knows us?'" Isaiah 29:15. This is a classic human reaction to evil deeds. They are done under the cover of darkness, at night, when it appears no one sees, no one knows. But God says, "I see, I know." Many sins are carried out in private when we are all alone, and yes, at night. But there is no night in heaven, and all the lights are on, shining down on us. And that reminds me finally of John chapter 3, verses 19 and 20, when Jesus says, "This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed." John 3:19 and 20. And the light there is capitalized, meaning Jesus is the light. But like cockroaches under the night light, we scatter and do not want the light shined on us because our deeds are evil. We naturally love the darkness, therefore we hate the light. Jesus is spot on. We do not want our deeds to be exposed. That is how Adam and Eve felt, and that is how we still feel. Sometimes when I read Genesis 3, verse 7, and the fig leaves that the man and the woman sewed together and tucked around their loins, that is, their genitals, I want to say, "Really? Fig leaves? Seriously? That is the barrier you have constructed against holy God? There is no way those leaves are going to stand up against his holiness." But then I think of the ways in which we try and fool God. No act on our part can adequately cover up what we have thought, done, said, and or what we have left undone that we should have done, or unsaid that we should have said, or forgotten what we should have remembered. We too sow our own fig leaves, and we think these as adequate barriers to God's holiness. They are not. I want to talk about Adam and Eve's action in verse 7 in three ways, and the first is to highlight the human tendency to try and cover up our sins. Tomorrow, we'll come to the second one. But before our time for today runs out, let me ask you a serious question. What are you hiding? Are you in the middle of a cover-up of your own? And is your conscience bothering you? Is it speaking to you right now? My friend, can I challenge you with this? Come clean. Uncover what is hidden. Confess your sin first to God, and then to the person or persons you've sinned against. Will this be easy to do? No. But is this the right thing to do, even this very day or night? Yes, it is. You know what you have to do, and I encourage you to do it. Maybe in your case, this is something that's been concealed for a long time, something even from childhood, or some way in which you sinned against your own child. This could be a secret kept from a spouse, a parent, a church, or an organization you lead. What you have hidden weighs on you. You think about it, but keep brushing it off. You feel you might die without anyone ever finding out, and you're okay with that. I encourage you, come clean. As Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13 says, "He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion." What more convincing do you need than God's word to you? Think about this seriously and take action. And join me again tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.